BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The UN Special Envoy on Ebola, David Nabarro, has warned that the world might have to live with the disease forever unless almost every country is mobilised to combat it. He made the comments to the UN General Assembly in New York as the World Health Organization confirmed that more than 4,000 people have died of Ebola, almost all in West Africa.
I've worked as a public health doctor for 35 years, and I've been involved in many disease outbreaks and indeed some pandemics, but I've never encountered a challenge like this one in my professional life. The reason is that this outbreak has moved out of rural areas. It's no longer just affecting a very defined geographical location. It's affecting a whole region, and it's now also impacting on the whole world.
The Liberian Parliament has rejected a request to grant President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf the power to restrict the movement of people and appropriate property in order to help combat Ebola. Her opponent said they were not prepared to put absolute power in the hands of the president. At least two huge explosions have been seen in the Syrian town of Kobani, where fierce fighting is continuing between Islamic State militants and Kurdish fighters. The US-led coalition has hit IS positions with more airstrikes, while there are reports of a suicide bomb attack in the town by the jihadists. Reports suggest that IS may now control up to 40% of Kobani. Here's Quentin Somerville.
We're hearing from people inside that overnight, despite the fact that yesterday seemed the Islamic State were on the back foot, overnight they were resupplied with heavy weaponry, perhaps even more men getting in from the other side of the city, and that has renewed their vigour and allowed them to push back forcefully against Kurdish militia and others.
A Kurdish commander in this town has called for urgent air drops of weapons for his fighters. The two children's rights activists who have been named as the winners of this year's Nobel Peace Prize have both dedicated their awards to deprived children across the globe. The Pakistani teenage campaigner for girls' education, Malala Yousafzai, said her award was for the voiceless children of the world.
Through my story, I want to tell other children all around the world that they should stand up for their rights. They should not wait for someone else. And their voices are more powerful. It's my message to children all around the world that they should stand up for their rights.
Malala, who's 17, is the youngest person to become a Nobel laureate. She shared the prize with Kailash Satyarthi, the Indian campaigner against child labour. World News from the BBC. France says its forces have destroyed an Al-Qaeda convoy in Niger, which was transporting weapons from Libya to Mali. The French presidency said a large quantity of weapons had been seized and some Islamist fighters taken prisoner. French troops have been trying to clear militants from Al-Qaeda's North African wing from Mali and other parts of the Sahel. Police in Tanzania say seven people accused of witchcraft have been burned alive in the western region of Kigoma. The local police chief said they were attacked by villagers. A local human rights group says about 500 people suspected of witchcraft are killed every year in Tanzania. Here's Tom Burridge.
A police chief in western Tanzania said the seven people were attacked and burnt to death by a mob in a village near the border with Burundi. 23 people have been arrested in connection with the crime, including, according to reports, a local witch doctor. The victims' relatives said some of the dead were killed with machetes, and their homes were burnt down and their bodies burnt beyond recognition. Witchcraft has been practiced for centuries in parts of Tanzania and in other parts of Africa.
Thousands of people have again gathered in Hong Kong's financial district a day after the territory's government called off talks aimed at resolving the standoff with democracy activists. Some protesters arrived with tents and food supplies. The BBC correspondent in Hong Kong says the number of demonstrators has dwindled in recent days, and leaders of the democracy movement hope that a resurgence will be enough to sustain the protest. Germany and China have pledged to deepen their business links at a meeting in Berlin between Chancellor Angela Merkel and the Chinese Premier Li Keqiang. Mrs. Merkel described the relationship as a win-win situation. China needs German technology and machinery. Germany wants access to China's huge market. BBC News.